B-Pod Studios.
This is Maney, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
So let's bring in Haley on with the Maney Wandering Morning Show. Haley, you reached out to us for some advice, and so we thought we could do something called Should She? Where you give us your situation, and we ask, should she do this? So go ahead and tell us what's going on in your world.
All right. So this is crazy, y'all. Me and my boyfriend Zach have been together for about 3 years, a little bit over 3 years, and we've been talking a little bit about getting married. Maybe next fall we'd like talk about venues. Like, we looked at some rings. Everything seemed pretty good. And then 2 weeks ago, I was cleaning up, and I opened his sock drawer, and I saw a ring box. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You broke up a little bit. You saw what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw a ring box.
A ring box. Okay.
In his drawer. Yeah.
Did you and open like, it?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, truly, you guys, I was, like, shocked. I was like, oh, my heart was beating so fast. And I opened it, and it was, like, the exact ring I had looked at and fell in love with, and I was just like, oh, and I was about to put it back, and he walked in, and he like freaked out.
He
started, yo, what are you doing? You know, and he took it out of my hand and he left, and I have not talked to him besides text for 2 weeks.
Oh, he was
He's
mad.
He stayed with his friend. Wow. Yeah, he like went to crash with his friend, but it's been 2 weeks. And he's just like, I don't know if I can marry someone I don't trust.
Oh.
You know, you ruined the surprise, you know. And you guys, it was an accident. I opened the drawer and there it was. Like, I wasn't looking for it. I swear, it was like a totally innocent thing. And now I have no idea.
Haley, let's be honest. Were you really snooping?
Yeah. No.
Because I'm a girl. I snoop. And I get it.
No, but I swear I wasn't, because in my head, I mean, to be honest, had I thought it was there, I probably would have snooped for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of gave me the impression he was saving and it was going to be a little while. So I just, like, it wasn't something I expected to, like, I wasn't digging around.
Sure.
Like, I opened the drawer and there it was. Like, really?
Yeah, sure, we don't believe that. So what?
It's okay.
Yeah, let's move past that. So what advice are you looking for? Like, so this is called Should She? So what are you needing specific help with?
I guess I want to know how to get him back. Like, he won't even talk to me. Like, I don't know how. I guess I don't think he's that big of a deal. And he obviously does. So, like, how do I get him back home and talking to me? Like, we should break up over that. It's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
I think the bigger issue is like, should she even do it?
Like, go through the engagement?
Like, yeah. Like, should she be with a guy who freaks out and snatches the ring box out of her hand and then goes and stays at a friend's house for 2 weeks because he can't trust her? What?
No, because if he's already questioning on going through with marrying you over this, like, if this is what's going to break it apart, he's not, you don't want to marry that guy.
Really? Yeah. That's where you guys are going?
Okay. I'm interested.
So for me, like, I have sympathy for the guy who goes and gets the ring, plans this whole thing out, and then he has that moment kind of like crushed away from him, because honestly, that's the biggest moment in a guy's life to go and maybe a woman too, but if you're the person going to get the ring and you have this whole thing like planned in your head, you're already so nervous about it. I can see where he's upset. Like, he needs the time, but now it's been 2 weeks. If he can't get over it pretty soon, then you walk. But I think you got to give him the grace right now.
I was about to ask you, Loren. I mean, he's sitting there saying, I don't know if I can marry someone who I don't trust. I mean, that's a bit of an overreaction,
though. Because he truly thinks that she was snooping.
And so does Roy and Loren.
Because she was.
I mean, I'm not so sure. Hey,
you're snooping the moment you open it.
I'm not so sure.
So when you see a ring box, you're supposed to just leave it closed.
Why were you going
through? Do you guys live together, or were you snooping through like his apartment?
No, we lived together.
Yeah,
well, we did.
So why were you in his sock drawer? Because you said on the front end, you were like, I was cleaning up. What, did you find a sock on the ground? And you were.
She was putting socks away.
Yeah, I was putting socks away. I was putting laundry away.
Yeah, but my point is, Loren, if she's Haley, hold on. But if you were putting laundry away and you weren't putting socks away, but yet since you were in the dresser, you then decided to open the sock drawer and just have a peek to see if something was inside, because maybe that's where he hides things. Maybe she's found money in there before. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's found, you know, pictures or something in there before. I don't know.
I was putting socks away.
704 sent a text message and said it's his fault, because if you want to really truly surprise someone, you don't hide a ring in the drawer where your girlfriend could potentially go and find it.
No, listen.
I mean, I agree. It's her house, too. She is just as right to go into that drawer as he does.
Well, when I was secretly planning my proposal to Sterling, I was riddled with lies, and I was like a ninja sneaking throughout the house with certain things I was trying to hide.
And Roy's not stealthy on anything.
No.
That's kind of my point. Like, imagine how upset you would have been if Sterling would have found that and ruined the surprise.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You gotta give this guy some grace.
I know, but if we gotta go to break, but if he was like, well, I don't know if I could be with you anymore, I'd be like, I guess I love myself too much. I'd be like, well, screw you.
Well, jump on the phone.
He's just saying that because he's mad.
You guys, jump on the phone and talk to Haley or shoot us a text at 704-570-9595. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren shows. It's a segment called Should She? Should she stay with her boyfriend after he freaked out when she found the ring that he wants to propose to? To propose to her. And, you know, Roy's taking one side of it. Like, why would you want to be with a guy who is freaking out on you for that? You know, what else is to come after marriage if that gets him mad? And Loren's like, well, he wanted to surprise her, and it's ruined now.
704-570-9595. Taking your phone calls, reading your texts.
Hang tight, Haley, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to come back in a minute. It's the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. This is Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's called Should She? Haley found a ring. Her man freaked out, snatched the ring, and now has been away for 2 weeks contemplating everything. Doesn't know if he should continue through the relationship because he doesn't know if he can marry someone that he trusts. I say run. Run, Haley, run. Loren, not so much.
Yeah, she takes the other side.
Yeah, I just think you got to give them a little bit of grace. And the text messages that we're getting, they're running the gamut. Some people are like, run, you shouldn't have to apologize. Then there's other people. 980 says, it sounds to me like he's having second thoughts on the whole thing of the engagement. Buying a ring may have freaked him out a little bit. So if she really does want to get married and she wants to be with him, maybe she should plan her own surprise engagement and show him that she's, like, ready to be with him.
What do you think of that, Haley?
I like that idea. I could totally do that. Yeah, that's, like, really romantic, and I didn't mean to ruin it, you know?
Right. Right, and for people that might just be joining us that didn't hear when you came on about 10 minutes ago, you do want him back. Like, he's not asking you back. You want him back, and you want to make this work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Heather and Albemarle might put a screeching halt to that. Listen to this. Hey, Heather, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell Haley your opinion and what you think is going on.
So my personal opinion is that possibly the ring isn't meant for Haley. It's meant for someone else. And the reason he's taking so much time away from her is because he's got to still look like this good guy who's hurt when he's secretly been wanting to break up with her and end it.
Wow, you think he's cheating the whole time? My mind is blown.
Well, my thought process behind it is because something happened to me similar. I found my husband's engagement ring, and he saw me in the act of finding it. And instead of getting upset, he was like, well, you found it already. So he took it from me, and he literally proposed to me right then and there. So
the fact that his actions weren't like that, Heather, has you wondering if there's something else going on.
Right, because why would you take 2 weeks to be so bent out of shape about it?
Mm-hmm.
Haley, has your mind gone there?
No, it hadn't. I mean, the one thing I'll say is, like, it's exaggerating we looked at together. So, like...
Oh, yeah, why would he buy that ring for another woman?
But, I mean, I guess... I don't know. I hope not. I'm sorry that this...
It's a good point that we hadn't heard. Thanks, Heather. Thanks for listening and calling.
Let me tell you something. If Dallas bought the ring that I wanted for another woman, I'd burn the whole house to the ground.
We know you
We
would.
Don't doubt that. That's not doubted.
803 sends a text message, Haley, and I don't know why this is now becoming a thing. There's another one from a 980 area code that says there's more to the story. You're not telling us something.
I will say, Haley, it does seem like he's having, in my opinion, a bit of an overreaction. Not the fact that he needs some time to figure this out, because that is devastating that your surprise is ruined. But the whole, I don't know if I could continue the relationship over that. What else is going on?
Because he's hurt.
Well,
I mean, nothing that I know of, but I do, like, we got to talk because it feels like 2 weeks feels like a real long time for an innocent mistake. And I don't know of anything else going on, but.
When you didn't yell at him when he caught you, you didn't say, you know, why did you hide this in a better spot? You didn't say anything that would have made him more mad?
No, I was in complete shock. And I was excited. It was a wedding ring, right?
Yeah. Let's do this.
He freaked out, but I thought that was, like, you know, in the moment. But, like, I don't know, because he won't even talk to me now.
Let's do this. Take all the information that you got from us this morning and give it a week, and then let's mark the tape, and at 8:05 next week, let's have you back on Monday, and you can give us an update.
Okay.
Mark the tape.
I mean, should we try and get him on, too, and we can help explain it? We've done that before.
Then we'll get to everyone who says that you're lying. We'll uncover that truth.
Our should she is going to turn into a quarantine court.
It really is.
I mean, I love that idea. I don't know if you're going to be able to get... I hope you can get him to talk to you because he won't talk to me.
All right, we'll put you back on hold. We'll get his information as well, and then we'll be back here again next week for an update, okay? Good luck, Haley, and let us know what happens if something happens before then, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, trying to help people one call at a time, Loren.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.